Hey guys, today I'm going to tell you the biggest mistake that I've ever made in scaling a business. And you'll laugh at this, but I've made the exact same mistake in every company that I've owned, I think probably so far. And that mistake is failing to mentor your staff. So when you're improving your effective hourly rate and you're climbing the value ladder, you vacate rungs on that ladder because somebody is climbing the ladder behind you. So for example, in your gym, you're doing sales first, and then you're hiring a salesperson and they do sales, and you're doing the training, and then you hire a trainer and they do the training, and then you learn marketing, and then you replace yourself in that role, and you keep improving your value to the company as you ascend the value ladder. The thing is, you have to mentor the person that's coming behind you. You can't just abdicate. That's the difference between abdication and delegation. You have to actually train the person to do it exactly the way that you would. We often forget that at each rung on the ladder, it took us months, years. It took us education and books and videos and courses and mentorship ourselves to learn how to be good at that role. We think that as soon as we replace ourselves in that role, all those lessons that we learned will just be there waiting for the next person. Like they'll automatically download to that person. We forget to teach them everything that we've learned. And maybe it's part of just our natural inclination to believe that we're not the smartest person in the room, to think that just because you know something, everybody on your team knows it too. Here's a great example. When I started getting really busy, I was with 321Go Project at the time, but I also owned Ignite Gym, I also owned Spark, and I hired a general manager for the gym. And she was really great. You know, she was a good coach already at that time. She had teacher training. She had been a competitive athlete in Dubai. And I thought she's going to be an awesome manager. And she was great at all of the skills in the gym except managing, because she had never managed anyone. And at that point, I had been like struggling and failing and learning and struggling again and learning again as a manager for years. And I just thought, man, I'm so bad at this. Like, she's going to be starting on day one a better manager than me. But I didn't mentor her. I really just kind of started working on other projects and I got distracted. And I remember this one phone call. I don't remember where I was, but I was traveling and I gave her a call from the hotel room and I said, hey, I just saw XYZ happen in the gym. Three people quit. What the hell is that? And she said, well, you know, no big deal. They just canceled. They're on pause or whatever. And I said, well, we don't do pauses. Like, what led you to that decision? And the whole conversation turned into you're wrong. And it just kept escalating. And then I realized she doesn't know as much as I think. And I started looking over her shoulder at every single thing that she did. And it, instead of looking up and out and building for the future, I was looking down and into my own business and just micromanaging her. And it still took me a few years to figure out what the problem was. I had never mentored her as a manager. I could give her books, but that's just, you know, giving her education. That's not the same thing. I could wait for her to screw up, but man, that's super expensive. And if it took me 5 years to learn how to manage people, it's going to take her the same. And I couldn't afford that. I can give you examples from every company that I've owned, but here's what happened in TwoBrain. When we started off TwoBrain, I started in February 2016 and I had 16 clients on day one. It was awesome. And everybody were like, you know, all my favorites from the 321Go project. And two of those favorites were Danny Brown and Jay Williams, right? Some of you know them. They're amazing, amazing people. And we started to grow and we got more clients. And I said, okay, look, I've got to hire other mentors. So I turned to Danny and I turned to Jay and I said, you know, you guys are doing really well. You've got good gyms, right? You're being successful. Do you want to come on and help me with some business coaching, like mentor some other gym owners? And both of them said, hell yeah, we can't wait. They got super excited. And, you know, I think one of them sent me flowers. We're all so pumped up. And so I said, okay, well, let me just run through the way that I approach things. And it maybe took an hour with each person, you know, and then I just turned them loose. And both of them had a lot of success with their clients. And both of them also had some struggles that could have been avoided with their clients because I didn't say, here's what I would do in this situation. But both also didn't have the context because I'd already mentored well over 100 gyms by that point, and they didn't have that experience. And both of them didn't have the data, and both of them didn't have the connections, and neither of them had been mentored externally for 5 years like I had at that point. I just assumed that all of the wisdom, all the rough experience, the tough lessons would just automatically be downloaded to them. And so for a while, we were doing just fine. You know, we went from a 250K company to about a million in a year and a half. And then we realized we need more mentors. And I was packed. I had no time at all. And Jay Williams, he sends me this text. I was sitting in a hockey arena and he's like, we need to train more mentors. I'll tell you what I'll do. You pay me this amount. I will train three more mentors. And I said, yeah, no problem. Just do it. And he said, okay, I'll text you my curriculum. Here you go. And he sent me his curriculum. I said, that looks pretty good. And he hired three more. I helped him choose and he trained those. Awesome, right? And then a few years later, we needed more. And so one of the people that Jay had trained selected five more mentors and trained them. Now, what you've got here is about three generations of caring, very smart entrepreneurs. But what do we know about caring, very smart entrepreneurs? We all want to do it our own way, right? Like we all want to figure it out. We all want to have the answer. None of us really want to be employees and follow a playbook as much as we want to. Aha, I know that. And so what you get is you get this game of telephone where you've got people who care enough to get to the answer and you've got a lot of wisdom and experience, but not shared between people. And so what we would find is like there'd be degrees of variance at each stage. You know, Jay did things 10% differently than I did. And then Jay trained somebody who did things 10% differently than he did. And that person was training the next generation of mentors who were doing things 10% differently than they did. And by this point, you've got a lot of variance. And that created a ton of frustration for me because I would look and I would say like, you know, why is the general manager of Catalyst not doing things this way? Isn't that common sense? Not realizing that I had never gotten those lessons out of my head. So what I realized about a year and a half ago is that I skipped a big step in each company that I owned, and that was failing to mentor the people in charge. So immediately I got the GM of Catalyst a mentor, and I started running mentoring sessions for the mentors at Two Brain. And guess what happened? The best mentors drew closer to the center. We had no more problems with mentors just drifting away and kind of doing their own thing because everybody had a closer relationship with me. I was also able to identify problems that people were having and tell them my experience in solving them so they didn't have to solve them themselves. And also, I was able to see other problems, new problems that I had never encountered pop up. And I was able to connect the right people to solve those problems. Hey, this person had a challenge with switching from credit cards to ACH. I've never done that. But Jay Rhodes has, and I can connect you with him. And so when I was mentoring the mentors on the Two Brain team, I noticed that most of my job was to be the connector, to connect the mentors with the experience to one another, and to connect the broader team with the bigger data set to say, well, here's what the data supports. Now I'm no longer looking over anybody's shoulder. We no longer have to say, do it like this. We no longer have to give scripts. We use templates for sure to make sure that everything gets covered and expose people to the right data, but I don't have to script anything anymore. The team at Two Brain is probably 30 times better than it was even 2 years ago. And that's just because I realized that I had to spend the time connecting the mentors on the team, helping them learn from one another, and basically being the mentor to the mentors. When you're trying to upgrade your team, it's very, very easy to abdicate because you want to go fast. You're a smart entrepreneur. You wouldn't be at this stage if you weren't. And so you're always looking up and out. You're thinking about the next project. But what can easily happen is you forget to look behind you and say, how's the team doing? Are they making their goals? Is their life improving? Are they being distracted by something that I don't even know about? Do they have the knowledge to continue? Yes, but is it the right knowledge? Do they know how to manage people? Or are they just a really good coach that I put in this role and now they're ultimately going to fail at it? They're going to hate me. They're going to hate their life and it's going to be my fault. So I'm giving you this message because I'm about to give you a present, and that is Team Training 2022. We ran this test for 6 months. It was a team training program at TwoBrain. And the test was, if you give us your coaches and your staff and your GM, we'll put them in a team training program where they have access to experts and there's office hours 4 days of the week, and they can attend these talks and they can ask their questions about building personal training, and it'll help everybody. And in some gyms, it was the winning lottery ticket. In the gyms where the owners took the time to mentor their staff and say, what do you need? And then tell them, like, you need to get on this call and it will help you. It worked amazingly well. And the platform for the gym grew, the team grew, everybody was doing better. But in other cases, what would happen is the gym owner would just say, hey, I signed you up for team training. There's office hours these 4 days of the week. Show up and learn. They weren't actually mentoring them. They were just handing them the resources and kind of abdicating the responsibility for their growth. They were saying, here's everything that you need on a silver platter, but nobody was digging in and eating. So today I'm giving you the Team Training 2022. It's a brand new tool on the Tinker Toolkit. There's about 40 mini courses on there for your staff. But I'm going to ask this of you. I'm going to ask you to mentor your staff. Not just say, here's your homework, go do it. I'm going to ask you to sit down with them and say, what are your goals? Then you're going to ask, where are we starting from? How close are we? And then you're going to say, what tool do you need right now that will get you to the next level? And then you're going to say, how can I help you get there? Do you need coaching? Do you need accountability? Do you need help understanding the material? Do you need help in implementation? Do you need me to share my knowledge, my experience, my history, my story, my connection? I want you to do that for your team. What I find is that this is the most rewarding part of my job. The irony, really, of skipping this wasn't just that it slowed the growth of my company, wasn't that it caused some bad relationships or some good relationships to go sour. The irony is that I skipped the part that I actually love the most, and that is mentoring my team. I'm on a couple of masterminds, and the people who we work in small boards, and the people who run these small boards are usually worth tens of millions of dollars. They're ahead of me. And so I said, what is it that makes you run this board? It's a lot of work. You're on these Facebook chats with us every single day. You'll hop on a call whenever we need it. Like, there's no hourly rate that you could be getting paid that would make you want to do it. And they said, no, but this is the most rewarding thing that I do all day. You can't buy my time, but what you can do is give me opportunities to help other people, and that gives me life fulfillment. The mentors that are on the team at TwoBrain right now are mission-driven. They are after life fulfillment. Yes, they get paid well, absolutely, but that's not why they're here or why they signed up. And I think what you'll find is when you take the time to actually mentor the staff, at least your manager on your staff or the managers of your gym, that's going to also give you life fulfillment. That's even more valuable than the ability to scale your business fast. Hope it helps.